This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Multiple fatalities. At this time, we cannot identify who they are until we notify all the parents. At this time, the driver is being questioned, and he is cooperating.
Sad story out of Chattanooga. One of the officials there talking about that bus carrying 35 kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, turned over, boom, on its side, smashed into a tree. They think speed may be the cause. It's one of the many elements they're looking at, and they think it's a strong factor here. So the Hamilton County District Attorney's Office confirmed the death toll is six kids. The Chattanooga Police Chief, Fred Fletcher, only said multiple children were killed. They were very careful about how many they named, particularly when it happened. So you know, I mean, the people certainly grieving there. 35 kids in all, and again, as I mentioned, from kindergarten all the way up through fifth grade, yet 23 others that were hurt. So sad to see that, and that prompts that discussion that we've had on this show before, and we've had people on to talk about it. Should there be safety belts, or should it be a requirement in now all of these school buses? Meanwhile, out of Washington, it's a tsunami, or out of New Jersey over the weekend at Donald Trump's golf estate. So many people coming in and out. It was like a, you know, who's who, and you had reporters shouting questions at Donald Trump. And he's talking about in his first 100 days, two regulations that'll be will be eliminated for every one that is created. He has promised that. He released a little bit of a video on what he intended to do, and that was one of the many things that he talked about. So here we are in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, joining us from Talk Media News, Laura Lee Lewis. Hey, Laura Lee, how are you?
Hey, doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
So you've now been thrusted into the media in Washington. You know what that's like. So I would imagine the media is grumbling about the treatment from Donald Trump, not getting a lot of access, right?
Definitely are grumbling. That started right when he took office. One of the things, the first complaints that were actually before he took office, right, when he was limiting people's access to his rallies, revoking press credentials, and then that continued on to election night when he didn't bring a press pool with him when he traveled somewhere. And it's continuing to today when instead of having regular press conferences, he has press huddled at the base, right, of Trump Tower and instead is tweeting out news. So Trump is continuing to be an unconventional figure in American politics, and the press is grumbling about it, yes.
Well, you know, one thing that Kellyanne Conway did say, who was his campaign manager, is that he's going to hold a press conference soon. He's going to hold it soon. And, you know, here's one thing that's interesting. Hillary Clinton, you know, there was a lot of times where Hillary Clinton didn't do very many press conferences. Now, she did give press the access to her on the campaign trail, but she wasn't big on the press conferences either. So it's an interesting turn in journalism, I think, when you don't have the kind of access that the media used to have. And I don't think you're going to see that access with Trump, no matter how they play this out. I don't think you're going to see a lot of access to this president. You mentioned it. He's going to continue to correspond, I think, through Twitter, don't you? Do they want to take the feed away from him?
No, I haven't heard anything about taking the seat away from him. And then on top of that, you have to remember that when he actually becomes president on January 20th, he'll also take over the @POTUS account. That will transition from President Obama to President Trump. And what I've heard is that Trump is kind of using Twitter like Franklin Roosevelt used the fireside chat, way of directly communicating with the American public. I've heard that comparison. But I think it's something that the press will adapt to. When President Obama came into office, he established a really robust White House media establishment, right? They created a Twitter account. They have whitehouse.gov/live, where they themselves will broadcast the press briefings. They have blogs, all sorts of ways of directly reaching out to the American public and abroad. And I think, yes, Trump will use whatever the new tools are.
Yeah. How the transition is happening, some names that we're hearing that are emerging. What do you know about the transition on this, I guess, it seems like it's day, I guess it's like day 7 or 8 now, isn't it?
Is it day 7 or 8?
I know, I have to think about it, yeah.
I have to count. I think it's been more than that. Right?
Yeah, it's been November. More than that, if you think of November 8th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I know, the latest thing to come out, or the latest indication, is that Trump is going to choose General Mattis for his defense secretary. That's still speculation, but he tweeted about him over the weekend. This is a guy that, from 2010 to 2013, headed up U.S. Central Command, which is the U.S. military command overseeing the Middle East, and he was the commander for both the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So they met over the weekend. Trump, the day after, tweeted out nice things about him. He's received an endorsement already from Senator John McCain, who's the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and is looking like a favorite for the Defense Department.
All right, so we'll see how that all goes. In the meantime, one of the, you know, I mentioned this at the top briefly, this one, first 100 days, some of the preview of some of the executive actions he's going to take in the beginning of his administration, and one of the major, I guess, obstacles, or they're going to remove this obstacle, is what Trump says is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, saying it's a potential disaster for the nation, so he's going to end that. So I can only imagine that there's going to be Democrats who are going to try to put up a wall, but they don't have much say if you look at the numbers, correct?
No, they don't. And something to remember also is that this isn't necessarily, right, a completely partisan issue. This isn't Democrats versus Republicans. For instance, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton actually campaigned on grounds of being against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So there are Democrats in Congress who don't support the TPP. And Trump has said he would withdraw from negotiations on it. But President Obama spent a bulk of his last time in office trying to muster the congressional support for this, and he couldn't find it. So whether it had a future with a Clinton or Sanders administration, that's up for debate, but from how they campaigned, it didn't look like it.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Laura Lee Lewis, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Coming up on the flip side, did anybody nail the score? We'll let you know what happened. In Mexico, they were treated to quite a game between the Raiders and the Texans, so it was a lot closer, I think, than many people thought it would be. You know, I knew this was going to be a close game, and sure enough, it was. But were you on the right side of it? Did any of our fearless contenders who call in each and every week to try to nail the score, did anybody actually nail the score, or do we go yet another week and keep our fingers crossed that somebody gets a chance to nail the score? I've said this before, we've had a couple of winners. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, Tuesday into Wednesday show, in our final segment of the second hour, we play a fun little game called Nail the Score. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call in. You don't have to know much about football. You just pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And ta-da, if you nail it. That's coming up. Odds and ends. More details on that bus crash, too, as well. And what Donald Trump says will happen in the first 100 days in office. Stay with us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying.
Kate Delaney, America, tonight. As we traverse from coast to coast, I'm going to dive into what I like to call odds and ends. And in a second, we're going to let you hear what Donald Trump had to say in a video message about video, in fact, and we'll get there in a minute. But Chattanooga and what's happened, the National Transportation Safety Board said it's going to send a team to Chattanooga, and they'll be there by early Tuesday. I hear they're, I think, on the ground already. But this is awful. Screams and crying and people yelling, that's my baby. Can you imagine? Here we are. I mean, this is life. We know it, right? But there's something wrong when kids die this way. So a couple of days before Thanksgiving, and this is what you see, parents yelling out, media being pushed back, trying desperately to get there and get to the kids as fast as they could. I mean, just absolutely heartbreaking. The children, the families, the first responders, you know, awful, awful, awful. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, though, of donors lining up, giving that blood, rolling up the sleeve, boom. Of course they are. Two blood mobiles were just jammed with people because they were fast-tracking O negative donors and trying to schedule donors for the days ahead and into the weeks. because they say the blood's not going to be needed just for the one day. This is the worst, one of the worst days, but it's going to continue. I mean, what an awful tragedy. 6 dead and 23 others injured. And I'll be curious and be keeping an eye on the ultimate question. And some of you know, you raise children or you have grandchildren or nieces or nephews or just the kids across the street. If you've never been married and you're single, and you see these kids get on the bus, and I took a school bus for a while, and I can remember it, the seat was so high. You know, you're sitting up there so high, and your feet are dangling. It's just the way we did it, right? Hey, you're in the school bus, and no problem, except for if there's an accident, and then especially if the bus turns over, there is nothing to hold you in. I'm not an advocate for telling people what to do and pushing safety, this is my way, or forget it. You know, when we talked about seatbelt laws in the past. But I would say, in buses, if I had a kid on a bus, I'd want a seatbelt. After seeing some of these accidents, this is a terrible one, but there certainly have been others, and I've talked to safety experts about it. It's a little tricky with the seatbelts and the way the seats are, but geez, to have them in, and then when the butt buckled in, and then when the bus turns over, a better chance to survive, I'd take my chances that way. I mean, just awful for the people who witness that. When you're a first responder, I know some of you are listening, you're first responders, and I'm telling you, God bless you, because I can't imagine doing that job. Of saving people and feeling that adrenaline and trying to help, I get that. But some of what a first responder has to deal with would be psychologically very, very tough, I think. All right, we move from, as I said in the first segment, this terrible tragedy, this bus accident, and the question, which you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or jam on the numbers, 855-266-5283. If you had to make the regulation, would you make it a regulation that, hey, it might cost something to outfit these buses with seatbelts, but better to do that than have another tragedy like this one? Donald Trump, as I mentioned already, said a key element of what he said in a video release was, hey, for every two regulations, for every one regulation created, I'm eliminating two. So that's what we're going to do here. This is how I roll. This is what's going to happen. And he also talked about video regulations. Here's what he had to say.
On regulation, I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
All right, there you go. On the tape, he said it. On video, exactly what I just mentioned. So he did that to let everybody know, okay, this is my promise. This is going to happen. And as far as the role of what, you know, who some of these transition people are going to be, he says there's going to be an announcement about that. Now, Trump is going to announce appointments, I guess, before heading to Florida for Thanksgiving. He's planning to leave maybe Wednesday, but maybe on Tuesday. He's going to go to Mar-a-Lago, which is his estate, while the VP, Mike Pence, is going to spend Thanksgiving in Mississippi, where his son is stationed. So pretty much Trump is out of sight since winning the election, except for a couple of brief public appearances over the weekend, and usually Mike Pence is by his side. He's been in his skyscraper and to start the week off, but on the weekend he was in New Jersey. So what happens here, and what, you know, who are going to be the appointments? We heard from Laura Lee Lewis, and I've talked about this, that some people that are being considered for jobs include the general, James Mattis, who Trump said was impressive for defense secretary. So I think you can almost pencil that in. Wilbur Ross is being considered for commerce secretary. Do any of these names ring a bell? Governor Mitt Romney, who was a massive critic of Trump's, is also on that short list for Secretary of State. That's a curious one as to who's going to nab that position of Secretary of State. And we know Rudy Giuliani is on that list, too, but he could fill another role, too, as well. And, of course, with Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker, a big Trump ally, he's got to be in some sort of a position of, I would think, some kind of political appointment for sure. So it's interesting. And will there be, people are talking about, will there be any females? What are we going to see? You know, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, who was a candidate for Interior Secretary, was somebody who Trump met with. The former Texas Governor, Rick Perry, didn't talk to reporters, but he met with Trump, too, as well. So it is a curious deal, isn't it? It's much like, in a different way, The Apprentice. All these people are coming in, and you're seeing shots of them and big smiles and the hurried walk. But who knows? It's a who's who, not of celebrities or people who want to be celebrities, I don't think. But it's people who have a political background for whatever reason, which is pretty intriguing as to where he's going to go. And I think this is part of the deal, is to keep you guessing. And then the announcements will happen, especially for Secretary of State, because, you know, we've seen three or four different names that have been mentioned there. All right, let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett, how are you?
Great. I think he's going to get a lot of things done. He's not going to take a vacation, and he's only taking a dollar for his salary. So.
Yeah.
Our thoughts and prayers go with those kids on the bus. I always wondered why they never had seatbelts on them.
Me too. If you ever rode on a bus, you know you remember that as a kid. It was a fun to be on the bus, but not in those situations. They flip over. There's nothing to hold you in or to hold on to, really.
Well, especially when you have black ice or anything, too, you know.
Yes, awful.
Yeah, and those seats were pretty hard back in the day.
Yeah. You either had hard seats or else they were really, like, sort of had lumps in the middle, and it was very strange the way those seats were on those yellow buses, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really. I remember taking a bus to high school for a while, and then luckily I had some older friends, Everett, and they would swing by my house and pick me up so I didn't have to do the bus thing. I was very happy about that. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I didn't want to take the bus, wait for the bus, hang around, get off the bus. No, I didn't want to do that. So I got lucky there, I think. But, yeah, it's very sad. I mean, these were young kids, and I said that the first responders, I just can't even imagine what that's like.
Yeah, we've got to have thoughts and prayers going for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Everett. By the way, Everett plays our little reindeer game, and that would be nail the score. I came the closest to nailing the score. So the Raiders won 27-20 over the Houston Texans. I said 27-17, but nobody nailed the score. Pete in Texas had 28-17. Dan in Texas had the Raiders 31-27. Oh, so close, all of us, right? Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Feel it. Do it again. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So, so hip, it's a bite. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat. But it makes no difference, cause it's not so good.
Welcome to America Tonight. If you just tuned in, or hey, you're listening to this re-rack version, Memorex. Remember those commercials? Is it live or is it Memorex? Well, if you're jogging and you're listening to me and it's, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, it is definitely Memorex. You get my drift. So here's the scoop. We've got Turkey Day coming up, and I did a unofficial poll. In fact, I slapped it up on Facebook, and I'm going to throw it out to all of you. I went to the store today to pick up, like, eggs and a few little, you know, when you have to do, like, a quick store run, and it turns into more than just a quick dash in. It was a little bit of a dash, but anyway, I went into the store, and I saw the pies and whatever, and I walk right by that stuff, but I couldn't help but notice this one pie, and there were a bunch of them. It's for the people who can't make up their mind, pie. Undecided? Let's see. We'll give you a little of this and a little of that. There was a pie. And check this out, guys. Half of it, pecan pie. The other half, pumpkin pie. I'm not kidding you. So that was what you had a choice of. Imagine serving that and everybody liked one or the other. You'd have to get to that dessert table quickly then, right? But it was the craziest thing. I've never seen, I've seen little pies, of course, I've seen a variety of pies. I've never seen it where it was cut in half. So I did a little unofficial poll, and it just shows you how we are, right? No, I say that when I speak, it's about influential listening. Nobody's listening. This was the question, and this is a smart audience, so I want you to hear this. This was the question I asked. Pecan or pumpkin? That's it. Clearly, the photograph was that pie that had pecan or pumpkin. Do you know the kind of answers I got back? I got things like apple, sweet potato, coconut. And then, of course, there were several who followed the instructions and said whether they liked pecan or whether they liked pumpkin. And it seems like pecan is winning. Winning the war of which do you prefer. It is the oddest looking pie, by the way, I've ever seen. It's not a gorgeous looking pie. You know, when people put out desserts, especially people who bake, and they're like, oh, and everybody oohs and ahs. Oh, wow, fat. Ooh, look at that. Oh, wow, that presentation. Now, this presentation, I don't know that you'd want to eat it when you look at the presentation. But I thought it was hilarious that, yeah, there were people that voted for pecan or for pumpkin, but then you had all these other people that said other kinds of pies. Instructions, people. Coconut meringue, buttermilk, coconut chess. What? Sweet potato, I said that. There's a couple of sweet potatoes. So I'm asking you, pumpkin or pecan? I think those are the two most popular for this time of year. I mean, listen, I'm not a huge sweet eater, but if I was going to have sweets, I would have an apple pie, a homemade apple pie, like my mother made, where it wasn't ridiculously sugared, but it tasted, it was like perfect, right? So you didn't choke on the sugar, and then you warm it, it's warm, out of the oven, and then Breyers vanilla ice cream on it. That's what I would have if I was going to go in that direction. I'm just saying. Just saying. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I'll take both.
There were people that, by the way, there were people that said both. There were people that said both. So that is, whether it's a pretty pie or not, that would be the perfect pie for those of you who like both.
Well, I'm just a country boy, and you don't want anybody to be offended by you not taking a piece of their pie. So, baby, I'm just being diplomatic there, you know?
Yeah, but what if you I love how you say that. What if you really hated it? What if it was like some pie where somebody said, oh, we used the seeds from the ground and the root of this tree you never heard of because it has zero calories in it and it looked atrocious. Would you still be polite? You just take a smaller slice?
No. You know me well enough that I'm going to tell you just how I think it. And to start off with now, I offered up a prayer for those families and the children.
Terrible.
It's such a sad thing at this time of the year, my God, any time really, but still, these are God's children, and He will take care of all of us.
Yes, awful.
All right. Now, remember I told you that Donald was going to pay back the news media for the left-wing Marxist, socialist, communist, all in on Hillary, and it's coming. You're seeing it right now, just like I said it would be, didn't I?
Well, you're right, yeah. There's some people in the media that, if you call it media, that he likes. It's Sean Hannity, other people that he's developed relationships with. So they're not going to be cut off. But the majority, you're right, New York Times reporters, etc.
That's just the beginning. He's going to keep these people at arm's length and even further. And whoever becomes the press secretary, which I think will probably be Ingram, is going to give them a hard way to go.
Yeah, he tweeted out, prior to the election, it's well known that I have interest in properties all over the world.
Exactly.
Only the crooked media makes it a big deal. He said that. He tweeted that out today.
Yeah, and exactly. They're now trying to find some little hair in the bread somewhere so they can go blah, 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 blah. And He's going to ignore these people and give them just exactly what they deserve. Nothing. You know, no attention, no recognition, no forum for them to go and go blah, blah, blah about. And he's going to put them against the wall and say, hey, look, you don't want to be journalists. You want to side with the Democratic Marxist Socialist Communists. You get to stay with them. Bye-bye. We don't talk to you no more. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And that's going to be it. And he'll tweet out on what he wants to say. And as President of the United States, he is already, as the President-elect of the United States, he's already receiving accolades from the rest of the world. They want Donald Trump. They want the same kind of government that he's got. They want an America that's standing up in the world instead of this lay down, walk on me, kick me, bite me, stomp on me stuff that Obama's been pulling off and doing everything he can to destroy this country. We are going to make America great again. We, the American people. One president can't do it, but we, as a collective of American people with the right minds, can. And all these namby-pamby little snowflakes out there are going, get over it. It's life, dudes and girls.
I agree with that. I think that you have, and for goodness sake, give him a chance. I mean,
yeah.
No matter what,
yeah.
Give him a chance,
yeah.
Because who knows?
Yeah,
because...
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were on Dancing with the Stars, what would you do, baby?
If I were Dancing with the Stars, oh, please, I hope I would never be on that show. It would be a disaster if
but
I were on that show.
All that weight, you're probably...
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, by the way, hey, my birthday's the 23rd. Don't forget, I'm expecting all kinds of good stuff from you.
Yeah, pictures, new pictures. I can't even imagine. You have to dance. You know, that's a thing. Can I dance? I can dance, but can I dance the kind of dancing, the choreographed dancing that they do on Dancing with the Stars? Are you kidding me? No. No and no. You know, I never had more respect for Emmett Smith than when he went on Dancing with the Stars and won. I thought it was terrific because I covered Emmett Smith when I covered the Dallas Cowboys, and he's such a classy guy. And when he decided that he was going to do that show, and of course he wins, right? But he looked good. He looked decent when he was dancing. He learned, just like in football, it was competitive to him. He learned. I think there's just a different level you have to kick yourself into to do the dancing thing. Really. Speaking of dancing, what happened with the Raiders and the Texans? Most of Monday night, it wasn't an exciting game, but then all of a sudden there was a different gear that happened in the last half of that game, and the Raiders showed up. And they took the win from the Texans. That's pretty much what happened. We did not have anyone that nailed the score. A lot of people picked the Raiders, so that was good. But not to win 27-20. Derek Carr has been phenomenal. Like, people are talking about Dak Prescott, who deserves all the credit in the world for what he's done with the Dallas Cowboys. But I would say the same with Derek Carr. It's amazing what he's done with the Raiders. I mean, he just hits his targets, and when they have to, that's what you do when you're a good quarterback. Can you imagine what it would be like to breathe, be in that equipment at an elevation of 7,382 feet? That's what it would be like. I can't imagine. I wonder if you have to burn off calories. I would assume you burn off, like, triple the calories, not sure, but I'm thinking that. So the Raiders are now 8-2. They've got a one game lead in the AFC West. The AFC West is the tightest division of them all. So a one game lead over the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. You look at the Dallas Cowboys, I'll mention this briefly, and the Cowboys, wow. I mean, the Cowboys in the NFC East, there is nobody going to catch them. 9-1. New York closest to him at 7-3, and Dak Prescott is just on fire. I mean, just absolutely on fire. Don't forget, nail the score coming up in our next show, last segment of the second hour. Stay with us.
looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
Very confident he's not breaking any laws. He has many lawyers, accountants, and advisors who tell him what he must do and what he can't do. And he's a businessman. He is also working a transition. He's the president-elect.
Final segment for this hour of ATN, Kellyanne Conway getting a lot of FaceTime. She is one of the spokespeople for this president-elect Donald Trump, who was the campaign manager that heavily was a big factor in, he relied on her, and a big factor on Donald Trump getting elected, which is why she finds herself in the position, certainly, that she's in. So here are some of the top stories. One, Trump's latest tweet called the media crooked, and after attacking his business ties, Kellyanne Conway, who you just heard, by the way, right there, said she has not accepted a job offer at this point. She said that she was offered a senior position in the Trump administration on election night, but she hasn't decided whether to accept or not. She says, I think it's everybody's dream to serve their nation at the highest level they can, but I have four small children. I need to balance all personal and professional considerations. I'm deciding whether this is best, you know, if I'm best for this president-elect and vice president-elect. Smart on her part, because, you know, you look at Karen Hughes was in the Bush administration, and she used to be a television reporter in Dallas, Texas. And George Bush just, you know, W just loved her, and she did a good job in her spot. But she got to the point, I mean, that kind of a job, you are, it is raggedy. I mean, it really, you are really killing yourself. Which, by the way, now she's a VP of Burson Marsteller, which is a public relations firm. But she had that background of journalism, and so she was plucked out to work with W, as I said, and she was the director of his campaign. And then counselor from 2001 to 2002 when he was president. She left and went back to Texas, but she still was in contact with the Bush reelection people, and then spoke to Bush a couple times a week, I guess, and then returned back to the Bush campaign in 2004. She had an office on Air Force One, and then she planned the Republican National Convention, but and she was the most powerful woman at the time to ever serve in the White House, and she was definitely an essential key advisor to George W. Bush, and she's talked about how tough it was to leave that spot to have to leave because she didn't. You know, she didn't want to have to do that. She didn't want to have to leave, but she had a child, and the child, and I think it was a son. She's got a son, and the son is young, and or was young at the time, and then that's what happens. You just get so, you're so crazed with what happens there. So good for her for saying, well, I got to balance this stuff out and figure out. Because they would all have to, I think in her case, they would all have to move to from New Jersey to Washington, D.C. Imagine uprooting what that would be like. All right, so there was a report about security and the New York City Police Department spending more than $1 million on Trump security, is what they're saying, at Trump Tower. Because, you know, again, he's the president-elect, so the Secret Service is going to have to stay there for Melania Trump and their 10-year-old son, Barron, too, when at least to get through the school year when he goes to Washington. I mean, there's always the cost when they go visit their houses from the White House. But, of course, he's in the middle of a major metropolitan area that happens to be super expensive. I will be posting pictures from that area. I'm going to New York, and I'll be right by Trump Tower in January. So we'll see what it's like then, and it'll be right after the inauguration. Mayor Bill de Blasio and the NYPD commish, James O'Neill, talked to the media on Friday because there was a lot of questions about it, and they said there's a long-term security plan in place to keep the tower safe. But they've got all that traffic on Fifth Avenue, but they're saying they're not going to permanently shut down traffic there. And they say it's, you know, it's an unprecedented challenge, but they'll figure out how to deal with it. Whatever that takes. So he's not taking a salary, so I'd assume, well, there you go, you can take that salary and put it in that direction if there's more money that has to be doled out for security with the family staying there at least until the tail end of the year anyway. You know what's interesting is the stock market. I have to throw this in because on my phone I've got one of those stock watches. I mean, basically, you can see certain stocks and you look down at it and you see these ugly red numbers and you know everything is down, down, down. But things have bounced back. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ Composite Index, even the Russell 2000 Index really rallied and hit their peaks. They say for the first time since 1999, oil climbed. So that says optimism that OPEC is going to agree to a supply cut deal Iraq is saying it's going to do new proposals to help. So that's good. We see them rising now. There was that concern when they were really tanking right around the election. So you had, like I said, oil that jumped up a lot. Chesapeake is one that people talk about. Murphy Oil, I looked at that. That jumped up a bunch, too. So I guess there's a renewed belief as far as tax cuts are concerned. And then what is the stimulus spending going to be like? Because the market is so jittery, it reacts to any negative news. And you know what? I want to give a shout out to Dirty Harry. Clint Eastwood has long been one of my favorites, and I think because when I was a kid, I would beg my mother to take me to the Dirty Harry movies, and I really had to beg, if you remember some of those movies. But and she liked him too, but just to, you know, go to a later movie, all that sort of stuff when you're really young. But he said something that I thought was great the other day. He said the word hero is overused because of a politically correct society, right? And, you know, he just came off of that movie, Sully, about Captain Chesley Sullenberger. I've talked about this. I remember where I was when he landed that plane in the Hudson. And he said it's different than when I grew up. It's sort of this thing where everyone has to win a prize, and all the little boys in the class have to go home with a first-place trophy. The use of the word hero is a bit overdone, but I don't think so in Sully's case, because he was saying he's a hero. He went extra and beyond what was expected. There's no question he was a hero. If he didn't think the way he thought, those people would be dead, and he would be too. They had those bird strikes. He never would have made it back. That movie is a good movie because it illustrates part of the story, I think, that a lot of people don't know. And Tom Hanks played him to a T. But I love how he came out and said that about hero. I agree. I think it is ridiculously overused. Not everything that's an accomplishment is a heroic accomplishment. It still can be a fine accomplishment and worth noting. But it seems like he's right. It seems like that word is thrown around so much. Oh, they're a hero. They're a hero. He's a hero. That was heroic. Yeah. That goes to the definition of where do you put a word? That goes to use your words. You know, when you're a kid, use your words. And people misuse that word. So right on, Clint Eastwood. I agree 100%. Don't forget, nail the score. Nail the score coming up on our next show. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to call, pick a side, give us your numbers. Yo, yo, thanks to everybody for listening to this hour, this version of America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.